I Woke Up Like This with Indelibella. I'm Katie Ryan.
I'm Ashley.
And I'm Heather with Indelibella.
Yay, Heather is back with us again today to talk about more lips.
Yay, lips.
So with lips can be a little bit tricky. A little more preparation needs to be done. Just so we're going to set you up for success. You know, like there's nothing worse than like leaving your appointment and being like, oh, I didn't know about that.
Right.
So appointment do's and don'ts.
Perfect.
For lips.
There's a lot going on, I think, with lips.
There is. Lips are a little bit more intense. And when you get them done, you don't realize how much you use your lips and how sensitive they can be.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that you're really informed. You know what you to expect going in and after they're done. So we're going to go over some do's and don'ts about your appointment.
Perfect.
So first off, we would have already had a consultation and picked out colors and everything, and we're all set to go. So the day of your appointment, we're going to want to make sure that you brush your teeth before you come in.
Oh.
People don't realize how much when brushing your teeth it rubs against your lips.
Just think of like that minty toothpaste going into an open cut. Like,
oh,
that's not going to feel nice at all.
Yeah. So can you brush your teeth after?
You can absolutely brush your teeth after. We recommend for, like, the next 72 hours maybe just to use water or a very mild
like
toothpaste.
Sensodyne.
Don't use any whitening toothpaste because that can actually bleach the color and everything, and you've got an open sore, and you don't want that. You don't want that whitening toothpaste to go in there and lighten up the pigment that we just implanted into your lips.
Wow.
So for the first 72 hours afterwards, try to just brush with water if you can, or Sensodyne, something really light and mild.
Will you be able to like swish it around in your mouth, or are your lips too sensitive to like spit?
Now, everybody's a little bit different with their sensitivity. Mm-hmm. You can absolutely wish it around in your mouth and spit it out.
One thing that I've told clients before is the straw is going to be your friend for the next week.
Okay.
You know, like drinking out of a straw with any kind of water or anything, because you know, like it's not getting all over your lip. You're not touching a glass. You're not touching, you know, like multiple surfaces.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want, you can take a little cup of mouthwash. This sounds so ridiculous. And get a straw and like suck it up in, swish around, and then like you can spit it out through the straw. So like nothing's touching your lips.
Okay, so we're avoiding touching the lips with.
Yes. The less you can touch the lips, the better.
Okay.
If you lick your lips or you bite your lips, you're going to want to be very careful about that. The first, like, 10 days during healing time, you're really, really good with that because your lips are a little bit sensitive. So you'll notice that you stop doing that. But it's also after the healing phase has finished that you want to ensure that you don't do that as well, because that'll break down the color and push it out faster.
Could you flake off so much skin that it would leave like a little bald spot of color?
You can do that. If you're sitting there constantly biting your lip and peeling off the color, right there you're just peeling off the color. And so eventually the color is going to pop all the way off.
Yeah, you don't want that.
So lips are also a two-treatment process as well with any of our semi-permanent cosmetics. So the first time you come in, we'll set that initial foundation. We'll do a really nice liner. That's all you're doing. We'll blend that out. If you're going to do the full blended lip, we're doing the liner and then blending it into the full color. They're going to go through an oxidation phase as well and get darker. They fade about 30 to 60%.
Okay.
So you might initially think, oh my gosh, this is way too dark.
I think that is what people freak out about the most with like microblading or getting anything done like that. They get it done. You have told them multiple times, be prepared, it's going to get darker. But people still are like, oh my gosh, this isn't the color I wanted.
Exactly. You have to trust the process.
Yeah.
So We've been through it with multiple people. We understand your concerns and we're here for you and everything, but also trust the process.
Yeah.
That it is going to heal nicely to the color that we discussed, the color that you're looking for. So just relax and enjoy the ride with it and just know at the end you're going to have these luscious, beautiful colored lips that you're looking for. Let's see. Other great things. Avoid spicy foods.
Oh.
Spicy foods, salty foods, anything vinegar-based. Mm-hmm. That right after appointment never feels good on an open wound. So just keep those type of things in mind.
I'm just thinking about getting Old Bay into a cut on your lip. And I know how bad that hurts, so... Yeah.
And then we're going to send you home with ointment and everything for your lips. We've got some great A&D ointment that you're going to keep on your lips for the next 5 to 7 days. And then after that, you're going to just let them heal naturally. Lips are going to be a little more sensitive while they're healing. You're going to look like you've got great big Angelina Jolie lips. When you leave, people say, I feel like a duck, but...
Do they get really big, or is it just a little plump?
They get a little plump, but to you, they feel big.
Yeah.
Most people can't even really tell the swelling and anything, but you can feel it more than anything.
Yeah.
After your appointment, you can take an ibuprofen to help with the swelling.
Okay.
You can also apply an ice pack. Just make sure you've got a really good layer of ointment on your lips. And then I suggest putting like the mesh gauze down as a layer and then take like
a bag paper towel if you don't have gauze.
Just something so it doesn't, the plastic and the...
Like stick to your lips.
Stick to your lips. Yeah. Because that's not fun.
No.
Well, and think of it like... Where has that plastic been? You know, has it been sitting in your freezer and other people have been touching it?
Oh.
Where, you know, any kind of bacteria we want to avoid putting, like, on your open skin.
That's true.
Cover it with a clean paper towel, tissue, you know, like something that when you're done, you can just throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
One and done.
So do you have to be very careful with, I'm thinking of, like, bacteria and how many things your lips may come in contact with now.
So that's why a straw is going to be your best friend.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Straw's going to be the best friend. Also keeping that A&D ointment on there. Mm-hmm. It keeps it moist, but it also helps with like the any bacteria or anything like that from growing and forming and keeping
it. So tell your husband, your boyfriend, sorry.
Yes.
No kissing for how long?
No kissing for...
like a week.
A week. Yeah. 7 to 10 days.
Okay.
But it'll be so worth it. I never thought about that.
Plan it around like a vacation.
Yeah.
Not Valentine's. Send him away and you can just have your week to yourself.
Plan it for when he goes on a bachelor party or something.
Yeah. And you can have a lip retreat.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Let's see. So then just with anything afterwards, just don't pick at the scabs. Let it heal naturally. We're always telling kids and everybody else, don't pick, don't pick.
Oh, I am so bad about that.
So that is the most important thing. Don't pick at it. Don't lick your lips. Don't bite your lips. Just leave it alone. Yeah. Let it heal naturally. Keep that ointment on there. You can also use like vitamin E oil or coconut oil. Like if for some reason you run out or don't have the ointment that we gave you handy.
Right.
But remember, always put it on with a Q-tip. Like avoid your fingers just because we're always touching everything. Bacteria gets underneath our nails. As Ashley said, we want to keep that as clean as possible.
Yeah.
No jacuzzis, no swimming, no sauna. Just the same type of stuff that we've gone over in the past for microblading or eyeliner.
Since it is, I mean, little, like, kind of open cuts, so you just want that to heal.
Absolutely. You want to give it the best retention and color retention afterwards. So 80% of... what you're going to maintain is actually due to aftercare. So we want to make sure that you know all of the aftercare so that way your lip color really stays and you have those lips that you want.
Sleeping, is that also, because I know it's a concern with microblading, so is it the same kind of thing with your
same
lips?
Same concern. Most, because if you're sleeping on your face, of course your lips are going to be rubbing up on the thing. If you can sleep a little bit elevated as well, that's going to help with any swelling.
Mm-hmm.
Stay hydrated, too. Like, first thing in the morning when you get up, drink a glass of water through your trusty straw.
Yeah.
And then just start moving around and you'll see the swelling go down. And it'll just make you all around feel better. It keeps your skin clear, keeps your, it just, water is great for everything.
Okay.
Like if you think about sleeping on your back, mm-hmm. like your eyebrow, like why it's a big concern, hits the pillow before the edge of your lip.
That's true.
So you can still maybe a little bit side sleep, but not a ton, but definitely mm-hmm. don't be sleeping on your stomach.
Right.
as long as the pillow is not touching your lips, you're good.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
But don't worry, like all of these aftercare appointments, because we did say 80% of retention is with aftercare. We send you home with a sheet of paper that tells you anything and everything. It also has an emotions chart on it.
Yes, I loved it.
Because, like we said, you got to trust the process. We're going to set you up for success. But it's going to be a little emotional, like, what is my lips doing now? Or, oh crap, like I don't see anything. So we have like, oh, you're going to be happy the first day. You might get a little sad because they're so dark. And then you might not see the color because it hasn't pushed to the surface. Mm-hmm. So everybody laughs when they first see the emotions chart on the aftercare sheet.
But I feel like it mentally helps you
get
through the process.
So much.
So many times I went into the chart and I was like, okay, how should I feel? Okay, that's it. That is how I feel right now.
Spot on.
Yeah, okay.
People come back in and they're like, you know, I thought it was like just such a cute idea. They're like, but it's spot on.
It is.
They're like, I felt exactly that way.
Yeah.
So that a little motion to chart, our little lip aftercare, we're going to give it to you. And that's like your Bible, your lip Bible for the next 10 days.
Perfect.
So we're going to set you up with everything that you need to take care of your lips. And then it's just up to you to do that due diligence and make sure that you follow those rules and the guidelines so you get your beautiful lips.
Now, do lips bruise at all from getting them done?
I have yet to see anybody with a bruised lip.
Okay.
With the soft tap method because, mm-hmm. I mean, we are stretching your lips. You're going to feel pressure and everything, mm-hmm. but we are not going in deep enough.
Okay.
And using that force.
Right.
To bruise your lip.
Okay.
Now, if you are on, like, heavily medicated, that's something we would talk about in your
consultation.
Mm-hmm. That could be some medications can cause you to bruise a little bit easier.
Right.
That could be a possibility. But like I said, I have yet to see anybody actually bruise up from getting their lips done.
Okay. Cool.
The only other couple things that I've been thinking of is if you're getting your lips done in the summertime, you need to stay out of the sun. The sun actually will like kind of hurt it, like just like the heat on your lips. So you'll want to be wearing a big hat, like, to shade them if you are getting them done in the summertime.
Okay.
Obviously, like, winter, early spring is the most ideal time to get permanent cosmetics because you're going to be sitting in your house bundled up anyway.
Yeah.
So, and then it is a longer appointment due to numbing time and just the work that we have to do. So if your appointment is in Frederick, please park in the parking garage, Carroll Creek Parking Garage, which is directly across the street from Indelibel and Frederick. In Columbia, you don't have to worry. Like, there's a parking lot in front of everything. So we don't want you to be worried in Frederick, like, oh, am I going to get a ticket? Am I going to get towed? We want you to come in and relax as much as possible.
Is it 2-hour appointment?
It's about 2.5.
Okay.
Because of numbing time. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And then also remember to eat before you come because it is a long appointment. We want you to eat and be
and then brush your
full.
Teeth.
And then brush your teeth and come in for your appointment. You'll be all set.
Perfect.
Well, I think that's about everything for like knowing what to set yourself up with success for your lip appointment.
For your beautiful plump lips that you're going to have afterwards.
Yeah.
Luscious lips.
No fillers needed.
Right? Isn't that nice? Gosh. Cool. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Giving us all the lip deets that we need to know.
You guys have a great week.
Yay. See ya.
Bye.